The African Center for Energy Policy has expressed misgivings about the delay in the passage of the local content law, which the center says is causing the country to lose out on the oil and gas industry. The executive director of the center, Mohamed Amin Adams, told Radio Ghana that emerging oil economies all over the world have laws which ensure that they reap benefits from the resource. He cited Brazil and Nigeria.
We started discussing local content 3 years ago. And in fact, by 2011, the local content policy had been developed. And most of us thought that the law or regulations would follow. Unfortunately, we are now talking about whether to withdraw the bill from parliament or allow it to pass. And we think that the delay is causing serious problems for this country and will cause further problems for this country, because we are already losing opportunities from major developments occurring in the industry. For instance, Ghana has already approved one of the petroleum contracts before cabinet, the AGM Petroleum Ghana petroleum contract with the government of Ghana. According to the draft regulations which are being delayed, any Ghanaian participant in a petroleum license should hold a minimum of 5% equity. But in that contract, the Ghanaian participant, Med Songhai, holds an equity of 2.5%. This is a loss to our country. Secondly, the plan of development for the 10 project has been approved. The project is going to cost about $6 billion. And so you can imagine the amount of procurements that will be required under this project, the amount of manufacturing of material that will be required under this project. And therefore, if we don't have regulations to ensure that a certain amount of this investment occurs within the boundaries of Ghana, again, Ghana will be losing financially. And so Ghana is losing these opportunities because we don't have that comprehensive set of regulations that will ensure that certain targets or certain commitments are met so as to promote domestic economic development.
Mr. Adams also shares with Radio Ghana issues that some international oil companies have the local content bill as they lobby for it to be amended before passage.
The issues the lobbyists are raising are basically two. The first one is that the targets we are setting for the achievement of local content are too high, but at the same time, Ghana doesn't have high level of capacity to ensure that the demands by foreign oil companies of our domestic suppliers, of our domestic industries, can be met at this current level of our capacity. But we think otherwise. Every country starts with targets, but those countries that start with targets are also challenged by capacity. Brazil is one. They have targets. In fact, their targets are not different from that of Ghana. They have a maximum of 80% target. We have 90%. Nigeria is not different. We actually copied our targets from that of Nigeria, from the Local Content Development Act of Nigeria. And so it's not an issue. The issue has to be with the level of capacity, which can be addressed operationally without disturbing the content of the law. The Petroleum Commission can institute a certification scheme, and we are recommending that to the Petroleum Commission, which will seek to match the local content requirements on every project against available capacity. And if such a certification is done and the companies are given certificates, the certificates can then be used by the Petroleum Commission to evaluate the extent of compliance by the foreign companies of the local content requirements. If we do that, then you are recognizing that we have targets, but at the same time, we don't penalize the foreign oil companies for Ghana's low capacity, which is not their fault. But this also ensures that the foreign companies contribute their quota to the accelerated development of capacity in Ghana in order for Ghanaian industries and suppliers to meet their requirements. The second issue they have raised has to do with penalty for violating the regulations. They think that the fact that we are proposing imprisonment for violation is not good, and that is going to deter investors away from Ghana. And again, we don't think so, because ours is not just imprisonment. There is the option of a fine, and it's only when you default that the imprisonment clause is triggered. And if you compare that with other countries that are pursuing local content policies and laws, Brazil has financial penalty for violation. Nigeria even has a more punitive financial penalty, because if you violate in Nigeria, you pay a fine equivalent to 5% of the total value of the project, and then you may even lose the project completely. The project can be cancelled. That is more punitive.
The African Center for Energy Policy, however, agrees with concerns about provisions in the law that give wide discretionary authority to the minister on the 5% equity holdings in the oil contracts.
But there's a third issue which they also have raised, and this is where we agree with the companies. And that third issue has to do with Regulation 4, Subsection 2 and Subsection 4. Regulation 4, Sub-Regulation 2 provides that for every petroleum license, there shall be a minimum equity of 5% for Ghanaians. But Sub-Regulation 4 provides that the Minister of Energy shall have the power to decide the persons who are qualified to hold that minimum equity. This is where we have a problem as well, because it's discretionary, giving the minister the sole power to decide who is qualified to hold that minimum 5% equity in a petroleum license. We just create room for the minister to impose companies or persons of his choice on petroleum licenses. And that is not good for Ghana. It's not healthy for transparency and accountability.
Mohamed Amin Adams is the executive director of the African Center for Energy Policy.